USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has announced the end of the nation's longest war. He said the withdrawal process will be completed by August 31st.
Nearly 20 years of experience has shown us that the current security situation only confirms that just one more year of fighting in Afghanistan is not a solution.
Biden said a Taliban takeover of Afghanistan is not inevitable. He said the Afghan security forces have the ability to defeat the Taliban. He also said the intelligence community has not assessed the nation will collapse when the U.S. leaves the country. The United States is responding to a request from Haiti's National Police for investigative assistance following yesterday's assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. Some suspects have been killed or taken into custody. Officials in Haiti say they're still hunting for the masterminds. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Advocates are turning up the heat for President Biden to end Title 42 expulsions. USA Radio's Lance Pry has more.
Mexican officials have contacted lawmakers in Washington to lift travel restrictions between the two countries, saying there is no longer a need for the restrictions. The New York Times is reporting a surge in COVID-19 infected immigrants apprehended at the southern border. Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council on Fox News, says the Biden administration is the cause of the crisis and removing Title 42 would be disastrous.
Well, the first thing that we have to understand is the Biden administration, they know that they are the cause of the current border crisis. They won't publicly admit it, but they know that their actions have caused the unprecedented surge that we're seeing right now. So if they were to end Title 42, they also recognize that that will encourage more people to cross our borders illegally, and that will strain our resources even further.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Violent crimes are not the only ones that are surging. USA Radio's Tim Berg explains.
Mail theft is up 160% this year with nearly 300,000 complaints, but the group that could help with the problem, the Postal Police Officers, claim they have been sidelined and essentially defunded by the U.S. Postal Service. President of the Postal Police Officers Association, Frank Alvergo, tells Fox News what's happened and how they've been essentially defunded.
About a year ago, the Postal Service pulled Postal Police off the streets. We were protecting mail, we were protecting the postal infrastructure, we were protecting postal workers, and they made a policy choice to restrict us to Postal Service real property. We sued the Postal Service. Federal court ruled that if the Postal Service chose to put us out on the street again to protect your mail, the Postal Service certainly could do that. But they have chosen not to do that, and it's inexplicable.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Beyond Meat has announced it's launching a substitute chicken tenders at nationwide restaurants. The company said it's shifting focus to chicken after spending years working on its Beyond Burger products. They said they've been working on their plant-based chicken product for more than a decade. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.